Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Pete. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jojo Morrissey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Whitehead. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Whitehead. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting second. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, General Crowder. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura takes first base on ball four. Haas moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas who is chasing the ball. Gehringer reaches third base with a triple. Cochran goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gehringer scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Jojo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas. Burns reaches second base with a double. Walker goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Tigers. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is hit by the pitch. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder bunts towards the mound. Whitehead fields it, throws to third for one, and over to first, double play. Owen moves to second. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards second. Pete picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Pete. Owen scores. Rogel moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Tigers. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Simmons chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Gehringer. Gehringer fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Gehringer. Radcliffe goes all the way around to score. Bonura moves to third. It's 4-2, Tigers. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gosselin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Tigers. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Radcliffe. Simmons moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Burns reaches second base with a double. Simmons scores. Walker moves to third. It's 6-2, Tigers. Clint Brown now pitching. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Owen is walked intentionally. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-1 in the game. Crowder hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker scores. Burns moves to third. Owen moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-2, Tigers. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pete hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Pete reaches second base with a double. Jojo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pete. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Pete steals third. Jojo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrissey strikes out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pete scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Tigers. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Goslin moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-3, Tigers. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Burns bunts towards third. Morrissey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burns moves to second. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-2 in the game. Crowder bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to third. Owen moves to second. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns scores. Owen scores. Rogel moves to third. It's 12-3, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Merv Shea now catching. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Goslin hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrissey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Walker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Appling reaches second base with a double. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Pete hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. JoJo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey is 0 for 2 in the game. Morrissey hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cochran for a passed ball. Appling moves to third. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the White Sox 3. the Tigers will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Owen is called out on strikes. Two outs. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-2 in the game. Crowder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cochran hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a line drive towards first. Bonura catches it and throws to second to double up Cochran. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Goslin hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 12-5, Tigers. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Pete hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. JoJo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey is 0-for-3 in the game. Morrissey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrissey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Owen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crowder hits a line drive towards third. Morrissey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. Shea takes first base on ball 4. George Washington pinch hits for Clint Brown. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Shea moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shea moves to third. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-4 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shea scores. Radcliffe moves to second. It's 12-6, Tigers. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Haas reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe scores. Krivic moves to third. It's 12-7, Tigers. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Krivic scores. Haas moves to third. It's 12-8, Tigers. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Bonura moves to second. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Peete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. Haas scores. Bonura moves to third. 2 outs. It's 12-9, Tigers. Jojo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey is 0-for-4 in the game. Morrissey hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 9. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.